Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
It's a corner of America with cozy harbor towns. It's salty air, wicker chairs, and a surf that pounds.
The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit of the red, white, and blue. The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America. The spirit that we want to share with you.
Now we have our coffee run. We're driving on McGrath Highway in Somerville.
So, all of a sudden...
Oh my God! Oh, we got it!
Like, how do we have this?
Oh my God, what the f*** is that, bro?
We had no idea what it was. Louie, what is that? What is it? I'm like, I don't know. What is it?
My heart was racing. I says, oh my God.
Oh my God, that thing looks dead, man.
This belongs to the Red Sox. This is for Fenway Park. Yeah.
Jay, we could get some big money for that if it's a
f***. We need to negotiate here. In reciprocation, we would like, you know, maybe to go to a nice playoff game.
Yes.
We're looking for something. We just don't want to hand it over to them.
Get out of here while you still can.
And now,
what a crowd in here in the morning, I'll tell you what.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
This is a nice neighborhood, and to have that, I think it's just gross.
Streaming live at WAAF.com and the radio.com app.
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience.
You can also ask Amazon Echo to play WAAF.
It's everything the doctor didn't order.
Correct.
This
smells like rotten clams.
Is
Make America Horny Again.
The Hillman Morning Show.
Have you ever been to a castration?
There's a time and a place for everything, and this certainly is not the time and place.
With your host, Greg G. String Hill.
That guy's got nuts.
You're listening to the radio show with the host that's considered the L. Ron Hubbard of radio.
I am the host in the morning. I am the guest in the afternoon.
Yeah. I look over and he's bent over, winding up his hose.
Excuse me, sir, but your moose knuckle is in the salsa.
Oh, is that brisket? Nope, Byers.
Captain Light Switch Lyndon Byers with sports.
I try and bring the C-plus game.
I mean, my man had to run across three lanes. Traffic.
It's non sequitur time.
Well, I've done some weird things on Ambien.
Want an OB story?
Nope.
Nancy Know-It-All newswoman Danielle.
I love frequent sex. Like, once I get mine, if I feel really, really great, leave me alone.
Oh, my God. I had the biggest lady boner on the planet.
Danielle, yes. I'll be back. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's so big.
And the angriest nerd in the galaxy, Mark Shue. Mike Shue.
I also love watching paint dry.
I guess I ate too many hot Cheetos.
Is that cred?
The street cred.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
Who's checking these people? I mean, nobody knows anything, and you can't talk to them.
You are the only morning show to listen to in the Boston market.
Is it 10 yet?
Save it for the book.
Sox fans,
hey.
Can you believe it?
Wow.
Can you believe that I, Captain Bandwagon, stayed up for that entire game last night?
What? Wow. You don't even like baseball.
I don't like baseball, but I like being on a bandwagon. And I'll tell you one thing I don't like. I don't like being sent into a complete and utter panic and virtually wanting to stab myself in the eye thanks to the late inning performance of Craig Kimbrell.
Oh my
God. I mean, did he have to make it more dramatic than he did in the ninth inning last night?
I was wondering if he was doing it on purpose. You know, he's like, I'm going to hit this guy. I'm going to hit Walker. And then just to make it interesting, walk one in. Sure, why not?
Well, if you didn't stay up like I stayed up, then you may not know that your Red Sox are headed to the ALCS, and they will face the defending champs beginning on Saturday at Friendly Fenway. My big question first off this morning is, did Mr. Baseball stay awake for the whole entire game last night?
Yeah, I it was a battle.
Yeah.
I was dozing in and out.
Yeah.
And then it got down to the eighth, ninth inning, and then I was like, all like you, I was panicking.
Uh-huh.
And then I couldn't go to sleep.
Yeah.
I was so wound up.
Well, in the Red Sox locker room last night, they got a little bit of revenge by joining in singing New York, New York.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
Think any of those guys can tell you who Frank Sinatra was?
Oh, come
or,
on.
Or that Frank Sinatra is the artist who is responsible for that hit song?
He's a guy.
Right? Probably not, right? All right. Well, anyway, more on the Red Sox who advance after a win in Yankee Stadium last night. What time would you like to guess we get a phone call from Chuck the Yankees fan this morning?
Oh,
or do we not get a phone call from Chuck the Yankees fan this
morning? I'd say about never.
Yeah.
Never
o'clock?
Never
20?
February 3rd?
Yeah. all right. Well, if you would like to call and you'd like to be on the show this morning, you can do it on the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-931-1223. Or if you would prefer to text us with your comments this morning, you can text on the text line, which is 97107. And it looks like we're going to be without Lindy again this morning.
Yeah, he's not. I'm actually very concerned about him. I don't know what is going on with him medically, or if the I don't know. But I saw him when I was walking into the building this morning. One of our assistant producers was walking him out, and when I tell you, he was drenched in sweat. He was complaining about a few medical problems, which
he came in.
He was here.
Yeah.
And one of our guys took him to the hospital, to the emergency room. I'm very concerned about him.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep you updated on that.
Yeah.
We'll absolutely keep you updated on that. What else do I need to mention? At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message right now on any topic. The Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And please feel free to target the New York Yankees and their fans with your Hillmail voicemail messages, which we will play back at 8 this morning. And at 8:30 today, it is Ask an Attorney with our in-house counsel, Larry the Lawyer. So Larry the Lawyer will be in here, and he will answer all of your legal and sometimes not legal related questions. And
those are the best.
That happens at 8:35 on this morning's Hillman Morning Show. And tell you what. It is going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get into the low 80s today. So
enjoy it, kids. Enjoy it.
It's going to be a summer-like day.
Yeah, great.
We all need a little summer in our lives.
Everyone that put their summer clothes away, took out the window ACs, good luck.
So looking like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful day today. Coming up in just a moment, there is concern because a legendary, well-known professional athlete seems to indicate that he allows his young children to consume wine.
What?
Now, we have a wino in the studio with us right over here.
Yes.
We will find out what you think about that when we get to the news and the really important news. All of it is coming up next here on the Wednesday Hillman Morning Show. Well, we're going to go right to Florida. I don't mean we're going to go right to Florida. We're going to go right to the phone and go to Florida and talk to Pete, who is on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, Peter?
Good morning, Morning Show.
How are you? What's up?
Hey, first of all, I'd like to start off and say thoughts and prayers for LB.
Yes. LB came to work this morning, but almost left immediately, and we will keep you all up to date on how he is doing, but absolutely, hashtag thoughts and prayers. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, let's start off by last week when the Red Sox beat the Yankees in the series.
Yes.
I had notes on my press, notes on my truck. Be careful, the Yankees are healthy. Well, I had to throw those notes away because that was false. Then last night when I punched out to go home, there's a sign by the time clock that says, Yankees in five. Sox play golf.
Oh.
So then I had to change that sign. I kept it with his handwriting, and I just crossed out Yankees and put Sox. And then I crossed out the five and put four.
Oh.
And then I crossed out the Sox and put Yankees. I can't wait for him to come in. I really can't wait. I'm going to hand him a golf club so he can go to Tampa and play with the Yankees.
Are there a lot of displaced? I'm sure that there's a lot of Sox fans in Florida because of the Snowbirds. But are there a lot of? Well, there's also a lot of displaced New Yorkers in Florida.
Absolutely.
So you must run into them all the time down there.
Greg, you said Snowbirds.
Yes.
Luckily, I only have to go 1 mile to work.
Yeah.
But the traffic is already building up.
Oh, it is? I wonder.
It's already getting worse.
Is it going to be more humid there today or here? That's what I want to know. It's going to be in the 80s today, and you could tell by the windows that because everything's all fogged up that it's going to be a really humid day. So.
I missed the weather this morning, but I think the weather gal this morning. She was talking more about the hurricane that's out in the Gulf.
The people
in Pensacola and Alabama are going to be underwater very soon.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peter. Well, it's always nice to hear from a displaced masshole. And go Sox.
Go Sox.
Go Sox.
Talk to you guys soon.
All right. I mean,
Pensacola.
Alabama.
Spencer Kohler and Alabama. You can't say enough, I don't think, about Alex Cora and the job that he has done managing this team.
Yep, first year rookie manager.
Yes. And if they're going to get through the ALCS, where they are headed on Saturday for Game 1 at Fenway, then they are going to need every little bit of his managerial genius. But anyway. Red Sox win in New York. We'll have details on that later. Here's a text, a 617 text that says, this is with regard to my brief allusion to Craig Kimbrell during the commercial that I did during the break for Subaru. And the texter says, good one, Greg. Real funny Kimbrell joke. You didn't even watch the game, you fat dork.
Oh, well, he's a medium-sized dork, I'll have you know.
I'm a reasonably big-sized dork.
Moderate.
However,
not politically.
At this time of year, I instantly transform myself into Captain Bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I was up last night watching the entire game. And I will say this, it was about 10:30, and it was the seventh inning. And it was 4-1. And I thought, you know what? These guys have this one in the bag.
Yeah.
And I may go to bed.
Oh, boy.
And then I thought, it's only going to be until 11, till this thing is over. I might as well watch and see what happens. I forgot it was baseball. and that it wouldn't end till 11:40 last night.
Yeah.
And it was Sox Yankees.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Which goes longer than most.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
When you change into Captain Bandwagon, are you like Clark Kent? Do you need to find a phone booth? Because I feel like that would take a while.
Again, let me say it before the texter. Which particular phone booth would I be cramming myself into? Okay?
And do they still have phone booths?
That's what I'm saying. And probably, you know, every once in a while you still see a payphone, and right. I'm kind of curious to pick it up and see just if there is a handset, if there's
right,
a dial
yeah.
tone.
Usually they're ripped right
usually
off.
Usually they're cut off. Yeah. But
I mean, I think that was a genius move. Using Chris Sale in the eighth last night.
I was surprised.
A lot of managers wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But I think that was another genius move by Alex Cora. Hello, David.
Hey, good morning, Gregory.
What's up, David?
Hey, thoughts and prayers to LB.
Yes. Yep.
Hey, Shu, you guys were talking about Cora and how such a good job he's done. How about the media yesterday when the lineup came out ripping him by not keeping Brockstar in?
Yes.
Because he's been so hot. And then Ian Kinsler come through with
yes.
that double, two-run double, man. Unbelievable.
It's like he knows who's going to be hot
mm-hmm.
for a particular game.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, Kinsler's a good player, but I was very surprised at that.
Yes.
Like, why isn't Holt on the line?
Listen,
I wasn't ripping Cora, but I was like, this seems odd to me.
But I think, being that I am not Mr. Baseball, you are Mr. Baseball. I believe in my naivete, I said yesterday that you must have Mr. Brocktober
yeah.
in the lineup last night. I mean, if you're Alex Cora, you must have him. And he did not have
no.
him. And it worked.
Yeah.
And it worked. All right. Let's see. Here's a text that says, it's the same 617 texter. It's Kimbrel, not Kimbrel.
Oh, geez.
Oh, okay. Boy. All right. That's All right. how today's going to go.
Here's a text that says, Greg changes into Captain Bandwagon in the Del Frisco's handicap stall.
Oh, well, the family bathroom, yes.
That may be where it happens.
Maybe. Monkey, go down to the Escalade and fetch my Captain Bandwagon
awesome.
Cape. I've forgotten it. Johnny Egan actually knows to keep a... It's like how some women, if they think they're going to hook up, they'll throw a toothbrush and a spare pair of underwear in their purse. Johnny Egan has a spare Captain Bandwagon cape on him at all times during Sox season. Or during the playoffs, excuse me.
Now, it's 6:27. Has Chuck the Yankee fan called in yet? I haven't heard.
I don't think that'll be until like the 8 o'clock
I
hour.
I haven't heard from him.
I think it's going to take him a little while.
He's not going to call.
8:50.
He's too busy crying into his Cheerios.
Derek the Steeler fan always calls.
Yep.
Yes.
Good or bad. Abuse or no abuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Chuck the Yankee fan is going to be able to get the batteries that he was throwing at his television out of his hand and call in this morning. All right. Well, here's a text that says 910 text that says, Greg, it's Corer, not Cora.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right, Greg.
Alex Corer. He had a great idea last night when it came to the lineup.
Then he filed it in the draw.
All right, coming up during the news in just a minute or two, we will get to today's Nation of Pussies report, and we will find out why some California parents are infuriated about what their precious little darlings are no longer allowed to have delivered to school.
Fabulous.
So we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. What else do I need to tell you about? We're going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back, and most of them better be directed toward the evil empire, the New York Yankees. You can leave a Hillmill voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. So leave one of those right now on any topic. So some are talking today about an interview that LeBron James, Bron, did, in which he talks about the fact that his 11-year-old and his 14-year-old drink wine.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, at what age did you have your first drink?
Oh.
Do you remember?
Like.
Did your parents let you drink wine?
No.
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 Shu, did your parents let you drink wine?
My dad would let me have a sip of his scotch every now and then.
Really?
Yeah,
well,
before
geez,
school.
That's aggressive.
No, just kidding. Sorry, Dad.
Before the fifth grade picnic.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So he let you try his
I'd ask. Yeah. I don't know. I think it was like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was in 8th grade or something like that, and it was Thanksgiving, I was allowed to try it. Yeah. But I don't believe that on a regular basis most 11-year-olds are drinking wine. And by the way, we're talking about King James here.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that it's probably not the Boone's Farm. It's
probably something good.
It's probably some Camus special select or something like that.
Right.
Some kind of a Sterling cab or something. Let's take a listen to the interview. This is LeBron James talking about his 11-year-old and his 14-year-old.
I got very mature 14 and 11-year-olds.
Yeah.
My 14 and 11-year-olds drink wine.
Really?
Yeah. That's how mature they are.
Wow. That's impressive.
They'll be driving next week, too.
I don't think he's, to give LeBron credit, I don't think, which I hate to do, I don't think he's letting them slug back a couple of full-size, 10-ouncers. Yeah. Kids probably have like a sip here and there when him and his wife are drinking it. If LB were here, cue the argument about Europe.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
In France.
Van Ordinaire, they allowed kids watered wine at meals. So,
by the way, are you the type of woman who has those silly wine trinkets that you put on your glass so you can keep track of your glass if you're at a party and everybody is wind up and wasted?
First of all, I don't need them at my house because I'm not having that many people over at once that there would be confusion. Okay. Yes. Second of all, my wine glass, I enjoy the nice... the finely crafted wine glasses, the nice thin ones. Yeah. My glasses are too expensive to have little jangly things hanging from the bottom of them.
Now, does it count if you were 14 and you stole a six-pack of Schlitz from your parents?
Sure.
Is that the same? Is that the same kind of thing?
They weren't really allowing you.
My parents, this reflects actually more on me than it does on my parents, but my parents took to marking the liquor bottles with the pencil line so as to know if I was stealing their booze or not during the high school years. Shocking that I didn't graduate from the Shoba Regional High School.
Right? Did you fill it back up with a little water to bring it back up to the line?
You can tell.
I'm shocked I wasn't allowed to have a sip of anything because I lived with my grandfather for most of my life, like either in a two-family in East Boston or when we all moved to Swampscott, we all lived together. And my grandfather was one of those Italians that always had a glass of wine going in the corner of the counter. And when I was young, when he was still working before he retired, he used to drink a shot of vermouth with a raw egg in it every single day. Every day. And the guy beat cancer like 5 times.
Oh, really? Great. Now I have to have vermouth with an egg in it for lunch. Or
vermouth Benedict?
Or second breakfast. Yes, vermouth Benedict.
Oh, that's making me ill.
Yeah, a lot of people are texting in about Europe. And about how drinking wine is customary when you're like a preteen or whatever in Europe or you're
even younger, 8, 9, 7, but they grow up with it there, so it's commonplace. And where it's so common, it's not as big of a deal. See, it's like when LB makes the nude beach comparison. Yes, there are plenty of nude beaches in Europe, but we are stateside, not really the case here, so it's not quite the same thing.
Here's a 508 text that says, I am a Portuguese, and we had wine with dinner as far back as I can remember.
Yeah.
So that's a traditional thing in that family. This is Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, if you listen to that again, I think LeBron's completely kidding. Yeah, at the end of it, he also says, yeah, and he'll be driving next week, too.
Right.
Yeah. So maybe everybody's worried about it, and he was kidding around.
Because you can hear his tone. Yeah, like, that's why I said I don't think he was being, like, over the top about it. I think he was being kind of tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Gregory, what's going on, everybody?
What's up, Mike?
Obscure vermouth reference?
Yes.
Groundhog Day? With a twist?
Yes, that's right. Yes. It reminds me of the way the sun hits the buildings in Rome in the afternoon.
Well, some people, when it comes to their martini, they like the bottle of vermouth just waved over the glass.
Right.
That's a dry martini,
oh,
correct?
Yeah, that's right.
If it has very little vermouth.
Some people have the spray bottle.
Yeah.
They just spray the inside of the glass.
LB uses that during the show, the spray, right. The spray bottle of vermouth.
Yeah, like Banaca.
Yeah.
Banaca.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us, LB, poor guy, tried to come in this morning and was still feeling real sick. So
there was a bleeding issue.
Oh, there was.
There's a profuse bleeding issue.
Oh, geez. All right. Yeah. Well, we're gonna do our best. I think the HIPAA requirements mean that I can't say too much about that. But we're gonna we'll try to keep you up to date on how he is doing as the morning progresses. Right now, the news this hour is brought to you by
Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Well, it might be a bit of an embarrassing day at work today for the fire chief from Mattapoisett. He was reportedly captaining that pleasure boat of which the occupants had to be rescued when they hit a buoy.
Oh, that's always embarrassing.
Very much so.
If your boat ends up colliding with something and... was it a Coast Guard rescue or
they had to go out. Yeah. There was just outside Wareham, a resident along the Cape Cod Canal called 911 Monday night after hearing a loud bang and screams for help.
Everybody was tossed out of the boat.
Everybody was tossed out of the boat.
Geez.
And Fire Chief Andrew Murray was operating the vessel.
Okay.
All five people were thrown into the water. Three of them were hanging onto the buoy, and the two others were just kind of treading water until they were able to be rescued.
Well, you know, I never say anything about my firefighting brothers. I'm an honorary member of the Professional Firefighters Union of Massachusetts, but. We may want to, in future instances, we may want to have the lieutenant operate the fire boat and not the chief after that. Well, but everybody's okay?
Everybody's okay.
Okay. Yep. All right. Did you get a bill from that for the Coast Guard?
I don't know.
From the Coast Guard?
I don't know how that works. I don't know how they determine who gets billed and who doesn't. You know, I guess it just depends if you put yourself in harm's way.
Obscure reference, one of the most jarring scenes on film. On Golden Pond, when he is piloting his boat, and
I'm laughing. I thought you were going to see some big action film.
No,
or something.
No.
Yes,
Henry
that
Fonda.
Is scary.
Henry
yes.
Fonda's character is driving the boat. And he gets like catapulted out of it.
Flies over the windshield.
It's like the scene from Meet Joe Black. Like you're just sitting there. Spoiler alert! You're just sitting there, and suddenly the taxi cab blows him out of the street. All right. What else is in the news this morning, Danielle?
The president has confirmed he will be meeting with Kanye tomorrow at the White House.
Oh.
They're going to be talking about manufacturing jobs in Chicago and jobs for ex-convicts, et cetera, et cetera. They're also working together to overhaul the criminal justice system. Kanye will be meeting with Jared Kushner about that. But we can hear a little bit about the president speaking about Kanye West.
Yeah, I believe Kanye West is coming to the White House. He's been a terrific guy. You know, he loves what we're doing for African-American jobs, for so many different things. Median income, as you see, at an all-time high. Poverty level at the best rate, meaning the lowest rate so far. And Kanye is a smart guy, and he sees that. And also coming with him, he said, you mind if I bring Jim Brown, big Jim Brown? I call him Unstoppable Jim Brown. And he's been a friend of mine. He's been really with us because he gets it. He really gets it. He sees that African-American, and by the way, Hispanic and Asian, have never done better in this country.
Hey, we just wanted to know what your meeting with Kanye was about. We didn't need you to list all of your friends,
no.
Mr. President. I am guessing that. Give me a second. Can you do me a favor, please, in the future?
Yeah.
Can you alert somebody to turn my iPod on at 5:45 every morning?
Sure.
So it can warm up.
Yeah, I'll let one of the assistant producers know.
If you could please let Mark.
It does take a minute.
Let Mark or somebody. I was reading last night that, and this has probably happened to you in your circle of friends, But I was reading last night that Beyonce and Jay-Z have cut off all contact with Kanye and Kim over his public support of the president. And say they are no longer going to, like, when they have a cookout at the cul-de-sac, they are no longer, Jay-Z and Beyonce are no longer attending.
They're in the Illuminati. They can't really be, you know, associating with
them. They're in the Illuminati. I didn't know that. Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
That happens all the time, though.
It does.
Your friend Keith is a jerk. I don't want him at the party.
Well, I guess.
Yeah. That happens all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't...
Spouting his Trump stuff.
So I guess the issue is that they're like the Solanges. What's their name?
The Carters. Solange is Beyonce's sister.
Okay. No, okay. I'm sorry. I'm not up to speed with the whole entire family. The Carters.
Sean Carter is.
So I guess the Carters are probably like they have some sort of a, I'm guessing some sort of a pool party at one of their pools.
Yeah.
And doesn't Kanye just come strolling in with the Make America Great hat on and everybody is triggered and they don't want him around anymore.
Yes.
So they can't Kim come by herself? Can't they say, you can come, but don't bring your husband? I mean, I feel bad.
Oh, hi, yay. Yeah, thanks for bringing the hot dogs. No, that's cool. That's cool.
You think it's potluck when Beyonce and Jay-Z have a cookout?
In the cul-de-sac. Yes.
Your name, A to M, you have to bring an entree. Let's see. Your name is West. Yeah, you get dessert. Bring that trifle that you make, Kim. It's so wonderful.
Obscure Seinfeld reference. Jerry's trying to figure out if he's invited to Tim Watley's party, so he has Elaine do some digging, and he can't figure out if he said, why would Jerry bring anything? Or why would Jerry bring anything?
I came home the other night after working in the salt mines for a long 15, 16-hour day.
Yeah.
And isn't Mrs. Hill watching the Kardashian show?
Oh.
And I said, what
divorce
is,
her immediately.
I said, what is going on? And she said, it's a guilty pleasure. Is that how a lot of people feel? It's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, I've tried watching it, and I'm just like, click. Nope. All right.
You can't even take a minute of it.
I'm gonna go rake some leaves.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's somebody who says, Greg, didn't Jen do that with LB, and he is not allowed at your house anymore? Well, yeah. I mean, the man puked in my daughter's crayon box down in the basement play area, didn't tell anybody about it, and then it was discovered months later.
Right.
When searching for like a dead animal or something. Like, what is that odor?
What does that smell?
Oh, it's LB puked in Julia's crayon box.
It's burnt sepia.
Yes. Oh. All right. It is 6:42, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by Echo Store Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com. Coming up in just a moment, why some California parents are infuriated about what their precious little darlings are no longer allowed to have delivered at their school. That is today's Nation of Pussies report next. Coming up in just moments, the first $1,000 hauler of the day. Very simple. Get your phone ready. I will give you a text code word, and you text it in, and you could win $1,000 cash. Today's weather brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Yes.
And it is going to be sunny today, and the temperature is going to be in the 80s. And it's October 10th, and it's going to be in the 80s. So that's great. A bad cold and flu season is upon us. Know when to call your doctor because a cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. So be prepared with the thermometer that you can trust, the Exogen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies and trusted by medical professionals everywhere. The Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. A texter was bothered, apparently, by the way that I said something during the Witch's Woods live read.
Okay.
They want me, the text simply says G-string, please say werewolves again. And I'm wondering if I said werewolves.
Oh, maybe.
I may have said that.
Yeah.
I mean, are the two interchangeable?
No.
Isn't it Werewolves of London?
No.
Wow. Awu?
No.
Werewolves of London?
No, I don't think
wolves.
So. I think it's wolves.
Werewolves.
Werewolves.
All right. Well, I might have said werewolves.
Maybe if you were speaking
what
like.
What he meant. Come on.
I may.
If you were speaking like Stiz Grimy writes, that might have been.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, maybe that'll be a part of my top three greatest moments of the week when we do those on Friday. LB is not with us this morning. He tried to come in this morning and then had to be helped out. So we're going to, I don't want to get everybody nervous, but you said at the start of the show that he did go to the hospital.
Yeah, he didn't look good at all.
One of the assistant producers took him over to the hospital. And so,
I mean, really committing to the ruse if he's not sick.
he was
in bad shape.
We'll keep you up to date on that. Before the break, we were talking about the Keeping Up with the Kardashians television program and it being a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
And during the break, a texter said that Vanderpump Rules is a better guilty pleasure.
Vanderpump does so much for those dogs, too.
I don't watch that. What is that?
I don't
about
watch anything.
Who
Housewives
is?
Things.
Oh, she's
I think
social,
she's I don't
a socialite
know.
Or something?
I think so. She has big lips and money. That's all I know.
Well, two things that are important to some, big lips and money.
Oh, boy.
Let's see. All right. I want to get to today's Nation of Pussies report, Danielle.
Yes.
At 6:55, before we get to the $1,000 hauler. Because there are some parents in California who are infuriated because their precious little darlings, their school children, are apparently no longer allowed to order Uber Eats.
Yes.
While they're at school.
This is so California.
And I guess they have to now eat the cafeteria food.
Yes.
Or if they get hungry during calculus, they have to wait until the end of class to go get a snack out of their locker or whatever.
They can't do that derivative without a snack.
Apparently, for a while, they were able to order the Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
And now they feel like it's dangerous to just have any random Uber driver walking in to deliver a filet and some baked stuffed shrimp.
Yeah.
To Johnny when he's Johnny Jr. when he's in the middle of class.
Yeah, when he's in creative writing.
This
happened in Elk Grove, California. The school district had asked parents to eliminate having their kids call up for Uber Eats services because the Uber Eats drivers, they're in just their personal vehicles, so they're not marked. They're not in any kind of uniform or anything. So it's basically any Joe Schmo walking up to the school, and the kids are coming out to the front doors to meet them, but they say that it still proves a security risk for the school itself. So the principal sent a letter to parents. Parents have thrown their arms up in outrage. Linda Bailey is a grandparent of a child at that school and is a little concerned about the situation.
I don't think it's safe. No, it's for the other kids' sake here. I mean, you never know. You don't have any control over the cars that come in and out.
Yeah. Obscure reference.
Yes.
Spicoli ordering the pizza on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Thank you to everybody who texted that obscure reference in on the text line.
Mm-hmm. Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Here's a 401 text from poor little Rhode Island, the smallest of the 48. I fill the vending machines in the Newton Public School System, and I've seen Uber Eats delivering to kids right in front of the school. So I guess it's not only California, it's over in Newton.
The high schools in Newton only cost like $16 billion to build.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. So, I'm all for kids being able to have a phone, and I don't think they should use it in class, but if there's something they need during the school day or something. But I think being able to have Uber Eats delivered, and believe me, I'm a fan of food, but being able to have Uber Eats delivered during class is a little extreme. I would not be a fan of that.
How did we make it this long in life without having food delivered to school?
Like, I don't know. I mean,
we managed.
I mean,
we all turned out okay.
You shouldn't be able to do that.
No, I agree. Yeah.
We had to sneak off of the campus to go to Casey's to get hot dogs. Come on.
We had one. There was one girl in my high school that was that always would borrow one of the male teachers' cars and go get food like during lunch, and nobody could ever figure out how. Like, how does she never get in trouble for that?
Mm.
I think you know why.
Here's a 925 text. Where's that from, Danielle?
925 is not what LB is working today, but that area code is from California.
All right. This California individual's nephew ordered a pizza recently to be delivered to detention. And and then he ended up getting two additional days in detention for that. Mm. Yeah, I would say that's what happened.
Well, you got to let the teacher have some, you know.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Well, it is 6:59, and this is WAAF FM and HD1, Westboro, Boston, WEEI, HD2, Lawrence, and WWBX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.